So the Proteas take on England in their final group match of the Champions Trophy on Saturday. England are out of the running for a spot in the semi-finals. Well, a win for the Proteas will all but guarantee them that spot in the last four. It actually will guarantee them the spot in the last four. Coming into the competition, Rassie van der Dussen knew that this match was going to be a big one, even if England can't qualify.
I think the nature of Champions Trophy is that it is quite cutthroat. You have to be on it every match. There's no room to actually come back if you have a bad start, like the case is with England. I think we were always coming into this match saying that it will possibly be a sort of quarterfinal type of situation. Whoever wins that will go through.
Well, the match today between Pakistan and Bangladesh has been abandoned. And then tomorrow, Afghanistan take on Australia in the penultimate match in Group B before the Proteas and England round out that action on Saturday. Looking at some rugby news, the venues for the Springbok home test matches this year have been confirmed. Looking at the Castellaga incoming series, they play Italy at Loftus-Versfeld, Italy at the Nelson Mandela Bay Stadium in Gqeberha, and then Georgia at the Mbombela Stadium in Mbombela. And then in the Castle Rugby Championship, we'll take on Australia at Ellis Park in Johannesburg, then Australia again in Cape Town. And then we've got a test match here at Hollywood Bets Kings Park in Durban on the 27th of September when the Springboks take on Argentina. Then in a bit of other news coming out of the Springbok camp, Felix Jones is back. Jones left the box after winning his second World Cup in 2023, joined the England setup but left there, and now he will rejoin the Springboks as an assistant coach. And then finally, a look at what's happening in round one of the Investec SA Open at the Durban Country Club. Round one started at 9:30. Looking at what's going on, there are two men at the top of the leaderboard after firing 65s, 7 under pars, Sam Bairstow of England and Sweden's Fredrik From. And then a shot back on 6 under, Jaden Schaefer is one of five players that is back there. 5 under for Justin Harding today as the next best South African. But there are still plenty of players who are starting their rounds and just underway now. So interesting to see how things will shape up after round one. That's all for now for the East Coast Radio Sport Team. I'm Nick Tatham.